are we anyway? Imagine the scene, unimaginable years past. Two stupid apes are getting loaded on some exotic-tasting shrub. They fill themselves up on the stuff, lie back, and jointly enjoy the ecstatic hallucination. Only they and eternity exist for the moment. And then they join together, and there spurts from each other's bodies a fluid containing an infinitely small part of the plant that each of them had eaten only moments ago. And instantly, a new life begins struggling in one of the apes. A mutation to be known in the sometime future as a human being. The hallucinations fade. They look up. There are other apes eating the exotic shrub.
Archaeologists have now discovered the fossil remains of a man-like ape, a creature that may have stalked the Earth as much as 8 million years ago, and they do not think it is an ancestor of man. They found the remains of the creature called Gigantopithecus in the pine-wooded foothills of the high Himalayas, the supposed land of the abominable snowman, only a few miles as the crow flies from the mythical land of Shangri-La.
For the record, sir, you are an abominable snowman, is that correct?
I do not like the term, but for the sake of clarity, I will accept it.
Thank you. And now, what can you tell us about the creature, Gigantopithecus?
I prefer that term, Gigantopithecus, much better than being labeled abominable.
Are you suggesting, sir, that they are one and the same?
I should think that would be obvious. Am I not of the species myself?
I admit that you appear to be, which raises quite a number of questions.
I'll answer them, but I warn you that your fellow humans simply will not accept my existence. They'll say that this tape recording is a clever fake.
Well, never mind that.
Remember the examples of Charles Darwin and Scopes the schoolteacher.
Stop feeding my paranoia, you blasted ape. If you're so smart, why do you hide out here in the Himalayas like some animal?
Because the ancient scrolls had warned us that the age of man was imminent.
Do you mean to say that you fear man?
Don't you?
Well, for a blasted ape, you ask some penetrating questions. Now tell me, how can you apes survive in this mountain wilderness?
It is written that this Earth's highest peaks hide many a peaceful valley. Getting back to nature does not always mean reverting to savagery.
But you don't have any of the modern conveniences, surely.
You men know so little of our simian culture. We have everything we need.
But those things cost money. Now, how do you creatures manage that?
We find odd jobs here and there, and many of us are now working in motion pictures.
Motion pictures? That's absurd. You expect me to believe that?
May I suggest you see a film called Planet of the Apes, now playing citywide.